I'm standing in front of this bin at the moment here in Leytonstone. Essentially, it looks a little bit like a smaller version of one of those big recycling bins that you find in supermarket car parks. It's bright blue. It's got yellow stickers on it saying, get a life, bin that knife. It's got a helpline telephone number. And most importantly, it's got a little letterbox style slot in the front of it. And that is where people can post their weapons. With me now is Tamara, who's from the charitable organisation Word for Weapons. And you find these bins are quite successful at getting knives off the streets.
Yes. The charity, well, charitable organisation was founded in 2007 by Michael Smith. And in 2009, the first load of bins went out. And since then, we've had 23,000 of bins collected. The recent collection, which was from September last year to June this year, was just over 1,200 weapons. So
that's a huge number of weapons off the streets in the UK. This bin here, you say, was last opened in June. We're going to open it now and have a look inside and see what we can find in there. Just open it up. And wow, there's a lot of stuff in there. Can you talk us through what we can see in here?
Okay, so we've got a number of knives, some wrapped up, a number of them haven't been. Lots of scissors, knuckle dusters here, a machete there.
There's a machete and that's wrapped up in a plastic bag.
Yeah.
There's a bag just full of knives there. There's probably about five or six in that bag.
Yeah, we have obviously there are a number of people who deposit their weapons or knives for different reasons. Some are just old kitchen knives, and you can see some of these people may have been carrying.
Some very dangerous looking stuff. There's probably about 40 or 50 weapons in there. What's your message to anyone who's holding on to a weapon, who's, you know, walking around the streets of London, maybe got a weapon in their house? What should they do?
The bins are here for people to deposit their weapons. It can be for anybody, whether it's someone carrying them because they believe they're protecting themselves, or someone, a grandma or a mother who wants to get rid of their kitchen knives. They are here. We recently supported the Met by assisting them. We put the weapon bins in strategic places outside the carnival footprint, so the bins were there for people to get rid of before entering the carnival. Unfortunately, there were a number of stabbings and a number of fatal.
And we've seen that these bins can collect a huge amount of weapons. What happens to these knives here in this bin now then?
These knives, all of the knives are melted down and made into our award keys. And we've got our rewards coming up in London and the West Midlands on the 29th and the 30th. They'll be made into award keys.
So they're not sort of swept for fingerprints or anything. They're just kind of disposed of.
No. Yes.
Melted down.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for showing me inside that bin. It's quite astonishing, actually, Nick, the amount of weapons that have collected in there. There's 28 of these bins, I'm told, dotted across London, and they're all actually out of the way of CCTV, so that people can put things in there without fear of being caught, being spotted by anyone.